is your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a wind advisory, otherwise isolated chances of freezing drizzle early, temperatures in the upper 30s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to the upper teens. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures right around 50. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 34. For Thursday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures around 60 degrees. Right now, it's 36.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
The New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Trade Representative's new chief ag negotiator opens its doors on Friday to major agriculture industry groups. Greg Dowd invited them for meetings to discuss priorities and concerns about the North American free trade talks and other trade negotiations. Farm groups representing commodity producers and ag processing associations likely expressed a lot of fears that tariffs against China and other countries will only invite punishing retaliation that would seriously hurt U.S. exporters. Dowd met with commodity groups in one meeting and ag processors in another. One industry observer told Politico that if I were Greg Dowd, I would certainly want to say I'd given all those groups an opportunity to air their concerns and hear directly from him before he was to put into the mix of having to make some pretty important decisions. Frustration are running both ways as ag industry's public campaign against President Trump's trade decisions has frustrated U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who said he's tired of it. He adds the industry effort have been unhelpful to the administration's trade agenda, sources told Politico. Microsoft working to close the broadband gap in rural America, but one report says the company needs the help of rural residents to accomplish that task. Shelley McKinley, Microsoft General Manager of Technology and Corporate Responsibility, spoke recently at the Nebraska Rural Future Institute. She says high-speed internet is now a necessity of life. While comparing the push to expand access across rural areas to the push to bring electricity to rural areas in the 20th century, Microsoft has put together a plan on how to improve rural conductivity called the Rural Airband Initiative. Among the methods that Microsoft wants to use to get the internet out to rural areas is to use the TV white space spectrum. McKinley says white spaces are the grainy channels on your TV that aren't being used for broadcast channels. The FCC oversees the white space spectrum, and Microsoft wants them to ensure the continued use of this channel, as well as provide more spectrum for similar use. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Fascinating. Captivating, stimulating, dominating, and with over 70 available safety and security features, the all-new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4 is protecting you. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pages $269 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing. MSRP $29,790, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
Toledo's Deli is now the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro. Come celebrate their grand opening this week with drawings, prizes, and drink specials. Open 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekdays, 7 until 8 Saturday, and Sunday 8 to 1. Come enjoy old Toledo's favorites and try tasty new items Tammy's cooking up all week long at the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro at the corner of Broadway and 8.
Mm-hmm. Mid-America Network News. A North Central Kansas substitute teacher has been charged with having unlawful sexual relations with a teenager. The Concordia Blade Empire reports that 42-year-old Nicole Reed of Clyde was arrested last week at the Concordia Junior Senior High School on a day that she wasn't working there. She was charged in a Cloud County District Court with one count each of aggravated indecent liberties with a child and solicitation of a child. Records say that around the 4th of July in 2015, she had an unlawful sexual relationship with a boy who was under the age of 16. The owners of a miniature horse are offering a $500 reward after the animal was fatally shot in Saline County. The Salina Post reports that the horse was shot in the cheek and the neck sometime between Friday night and Saturday morning on private property. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
The weather's getting warmer, and that means it's time to start working on your yard. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a SuperStart lawn and garden battery starting at $24.99. Springtime means yard work, so stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for a SuperStart lawn and garden battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Looking for today's hottest wellness trends? Visit GNC, where you'll get them for less thanks to our buy one, get one half-off deal. Save on black seed oil, turmeric, and milk thistle. Or mix and match Vitapak programs, male performance, probiotics, fish oil, and more. Our premium GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks and are the highest quality wellness solutions and supplements in the industry. But hurry, this buy one, get one half-off deal is only available for a limited time. GNC. Live well.
The investigation continues into a fire that killed two people near Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the fire broke out Sunday in a garage north of Topeka. The Kansas State Fire Marshal's Office identified the victims as 56-year-old Phil Lee, who died at the scene, and 83-year-old Patricia Lee, who died later Sunday at the hospital. Foul play is not suspected. Fire crews contained the blaze to the garage of the home. The state of Kansas says it collected $39.5 million more in taxes than expected in March to make it the 10th consecutive month revenues were higher than anticipated. The Department of Revenue reported yesterday that the tax collections last month were almost $490 million, when the state's official fiscal forecast predicted $450 million. The surplus was 8.8%. Since the start of its current budget year, July 1st, the state tax collections have exceeded expectations by about 7%. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Governor Ricketts says he's voiced concerns to the Trump administration about the potential effects of tariffs on Nebraska farmers. Governor Ricketts said he spoke with U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue and Secretary of Commerce Wilbert Ross last week after President Trump moved to impose numerous trade restrictions against China. China responded with tariffs on 128 U.S. products, including pork and certain fruits. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska has adopted federal guidelines on avoiding opioids as painkillers. The guidelines were released in March of 2016 by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and include avoiding opioids as the first or second painkiller option. The Nebraska Insurer's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Deborah Esser, told the Omaha World Herald that opioid alternatives include non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and physical therapy and chiropractic treatments. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan and Chaparral, drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-American Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Community Memorial Healthcare Marysville was recently named one of the top 100 critical access hospitals in the United States by Vantage Health Analytics and the Charter Center for Rural Health. This is the second consecutive year CMH has been awarded this honor. CMH scored in the top 100 of critical access hospitals on the index based on an objective assessment of rural provider performance, and its results are the basis for many of rural healthcare's most prominent awards, advocacy efforts, and legislative initiatives. Of the top 100 recognized in 2018, only 15 are in Kansas. Other regional hospitals named included Nemaha Valley Community Hospital in Seneca and Sabetha Community Hospital. CMH this month will offer a monthly plastic surgery clinic with Dr. Scott Tellman of Lawrence to provide locally all surgical needs regarding breast cancers, from diagnosis by biopsy to surgical removal and reconstruction. Dr. Tellman will also be offering popular cosmetic and functional plastic surgery. For details, contact CMH in Marysville. Washington, Morrillville, Hanover, and Hollenburg fire departments responded last Friday to a structure fire at 2069 Prairie Road in Washington County. No immediate details available. On Saturday, the Washington Fire Department responded to a controlled burn that had started back up at 22nd and National Roads. Blue Valley Telecommunications has begun trimming trees near the aerial coax lines. Plans are to prune overhanging branches to allow approximately 3 to 5 feet of clearance to help limit weather-related interruptions and outages. Work begins this week in Waterville, then Marysville, starting on the north side of town, moving south. Customers with questions or concerns may contact John Novak with Blue Valley Telecommunications. River Valley Extension District Office will feature a program entitled Move More and Sit Less. Sitting is the new smoking. Americans are spending more time sitting, and it's taking a toll on our health. Discover ways to increase your time being active throughout the day. Move More, Sit Less will be presented Tuesday, April 10th in Concordia, 10 a.m. That afternoon in Belleville at 2 p.m. Program will be featured Wednesday, April 11th in Washington at 10 a.m. and on Wednesday afternoon in Clay Center at 2 p.m. All programs will be held at the River Valley Extension District offices in the courthouse. Pre-registration is due by April 5th if you're interested in attending. For the Washington session, which again is Wednesday, April 11th, 10 a.m., phone 325-2121. All interested are invited to attend. There is no charge. Kansas Democratic candidate for Governor Jim Ward of Wichita will be a guest of an Nemaha County Democratic Party Wednesday evening, 7 p.m., Home Plate Cafe in Seneca. Anyone interested is welcome to attend. The former Beatrice Community Hospital is being torn down and will make way for housing development at 11th and Jackson Streets. A senior housing project is being developed by XL Partners from Lincoln and will also include single-family residences adjacent to the site, financed through a public-private partnership. The former hospital was abandoned several years ago when a new facility was built north of town. Eldon J. Zimmerman, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eldon Zimmerman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Whatever insurance coverage you need, call the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance in Marysville. Prompt, competitive quotes for your motorcycle, boat, RV, or camper. Let us help you with your coverage options and determine what's right for you and your budget. Don't risk being uninsured when an accident happens. You'll find us downtown Marysville at 709 Broadway or a call away at 562-2393.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, bringing a little bit of some rain showers, some areas of a wintry mix across the central parts of the plains, and heavy snow across the upper parts of the Midwest, anywhere from the Dakotas into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Otherwise, the main concern across the Rockies and central parts of the plains is going to be that wind. We're going to see wind gusts as high as 40 to 45 miles per hour. It looks like we'll still see breezy conditions through the night. So looking at the forecast, we do have a wind advisory, as we'll see wind gusts as high as 35 to 40. Otherwise, isolated chances of drizzle, freezing drizzle early. We'll see temperatures upper 30s. Tonight, becoming clear, we'll drop down to 16, wind gusts as high as 30. For Wednesday, sunny skies, warmer, right around 52. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 33. For Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, we'll see temperatures right around 60 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life, but no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this day 90 in 1889. The average low 39, the record low is 14 degrees in 1970. Sunset this evening 7:48, sunrise in the morning at 7:03.
The digital age is turning printed roadmaps into collector's items, but they're still a source of fascination for us. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Keep up to date with the new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes and fun crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content, from feature stories, things to see and do, great kitchen ideas, Kids Corner, and ebooks. Find fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 3rd, the 93rd day of the year, and comedian Eddie Murphy has a birthday. Printed roadmaps may be archaic, but we still love poring over them, fascinated by town names and wondering what lies down the scenic routes. And here's a fascinating oddity about those paper maps. To protect their copyrighted material, some map makers would create paper towns, fictitious names that were red flags for plagiarism if they appeared on competitors' maps. The most famous example is from the 1930s when a publisher placed the phantom town of Agloe in New York State. When it later appeared on a Rand McNally roadmap, they promptly filed a lawsuit. Digital map makers seem to be playing it safe. Our GPS still can't find Agloe, New York. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Marshall County Partnership for Growth wants to be sure we hire here first. We've developed a great job site covering education, ag, retail, manufacturing, construction, the medical profession, managerial, and professional jobs. Let's get the news out that Marshall County is hiring. See for yourself at choosemarshallcountyks.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Francisco Liriano pitched into the seventh inning in his Detroit debut, and Victor Martinez drove in three runs to give the Tigers their first win of the season, 6-1 over the Kansas City Royals. The temperature was in the mid-30s at Comerica Park for a matchup between the last two winless teams in the American League. Detroit's Matthew Boyd takes the mound today against the Royals' Jacob Junis. First pitch at 12:10 this afternoon. afternoon in Detroit. Villanova University students flooded the streets around campus to celebrate their team's 79-62 win over Michigan in the national championship game of the NCAA tournament last night. The victory was Villanova's second national championship within a three-year time span. Again, the final 79-62 Villanova over Michigan. Mid-America Network Sports.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
Okay, kids, who wants some chocolate-dipped fruit from Edible Arrangements?
I do.
Honey?
Looking for a perfect addition to your Easter gathering? There's no sweeter way to celebrate than with spring chicks and swizzleberries from Edible Arrangements. Adorable pineapple chicks, hand-dipped in gourmet chocolate, paired with chocolate-covered strawberries, topped with a festive yellow, pink, or blue swizzle. Easter made sweeter at Edible Arrangements. Visit edible.com or your local Edible Arrangements store today.
More, please.
Dad!
A strong junior season saw K-State guard Barry Brown take a leadership role and lead the Wildcats to the brink of the Final Four. Brown was among the team's leaders in scoring at 15.9 points per game. Via his Twitter account yesterday, Brown announced his decision to declare for the NBA draft. He, however, has not hired an agent, which means it's not impossible for him to return to Manhattan for his senior season. Wichita State's Shaquille Morris is one of 64 players who will attend the 2018 Portsmouth Invitational Tournament April 11th through the 14th in Portsmouth, Virginia. Now in its 66th year, the Pit is a four-day, 12-game tournament that offers top college seniors that chance to showcase their skills in front of professional scouts, including representatives from all 30 NBA teams. Morris earned first-team All-American Athletic Conference honors in his final season as a Shocker. Mid-America Network Sports.
Everyone here at Playa Azul is proud to root for the BS. Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's spring sports athletes. The guys and girls are sure to do an outstanding job at this week's events. Good luck from all your fans here at Playa Azul and Beatrice. Authentic Mexican food, family friendly, and the best service. Beatrice Motor Mart knows the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's will give the competition a run for their money. With the team's energy, determination, and dedication to each sport, success is sure to follow. Good luck this week from your fans at Beatrice Motor Mart, carrying Easy Haul trailers and Easy Go golf carts. Sunmart Food Store is proud to support the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O's spring sports athletes. The fans know the boys and girls possess the teamwork, spirit, talent, determination, and stamina that will take them to the top this week. Good luck from Sunmart Food Store in Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop Sunmart.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Whether you find them fascinating, creepy, or annoying, spiders are an integral part of keeping our gardens and homes pest-free. To improve their image and our appreciation, the first full week of April is designated Be Kind to Spiders Week. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Spiders are not insects, but arachnids related to scorpions, ticks, and mites. There are more than 35,000 known species worldwide, with 3,000 in North America. Spiders eat a variety of insects, many of which carry diseases or damage our garden plants. And while they're busy eating bugs, many invertebrate, amphibians, reptiles, and even humans are busy eating them. They're a great source of protein and considered a delicacy in many countries. So next time you feel the need to squash a spider, consider relocating it carefully out of your view and nearer their food source. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
For the folks who work here, we don't live on Earth, but rather Biosphere 1. That's why their facility is called Biosphere 2. While not nearly as big as Earth, it's mighty impressive. It's today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. CPS and Radiate are proud to partner with national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
In the desert near Oracle, Arizona, you'll find a place like none other. It's called Biosphere 2.
Biosphere 2 covers a little over 3 acres, 7.2 million cubic feet, has 6,500 panes of glass. Inside Biosphere 2, most of the environments are modeled after tropical or subtropical regions. So we have an equatorial rainforest, a subtropical savanna, a subtropical thorn scrub, a mangrove area, or a marsh area as we call it, and then a coastal fog desert.
You may remember in 1991, 8 people began a novel scientific study, living inside it for 2 years, hopefully without help from the outside. However, as John Adams explains, the crew required oxygen to be pumped inside when CO2 levels rose. He says the experiment proved some valuable lessons.
Probably the most significant lesson, in my opinion, is how little we truly understand Earth systems and how they're interrelated and how they interact.
Adams is deputy director of Biosphere 2, which is now operated by the University of Arizona. Today, it provides a controlled atmosphere to study Earth systems.
We can turn the rain off, we can turn it on, we can turn the temperature up, we can turn it down. We can change the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to look at how not just an individual plant or species behaves, but how a complex matrix responds to this. And then we can take that understanding and apply it to the outside.
Although the structure is about 30 years old, it remains very important to researchers.
You're looking at a structure that original estimates were in the neighborhood of $200 million to build. Today, it is a one-of-a-kind Earth Environmental Science Laboratory, unlike anything else in the world.
So what's taking place inside Biosphere 2 now? That story is next time as we travel the countryside near Oracle, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.
After it rains, the water is supposed to sink into the soil, not sit on top of it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for a few tips on fixing a drainage problem in your garden as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We all have those spots in the garden that don't ever seem to dry out. These areas are hard on plant roots due to low oxygen levels in the soil. Poor water drainage can result from a number of reasons, including heavy clay soil, a lot of compaction, or low spots where water naturally collects and stays on the surface. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says you could work in organic matter and topsoil to build up the area and create a berm to redirect water flow. There are ways to improve drainage below the soil surface, too.
That usually involves something called a French drain or a perforated drain pipe. So basically, you're going into the soil and trenching maybe 3-4 feet deep, and then you're putting a drain pipe in there that's perforated. Usually you encase that in some gravel or chat, and then you backfill around that. So the goal is then, by the trenching, you've opened up the soil to move down through that hard, compacted clay.
Patton says he's also had success using a small tractor and post-hole auger to bore holes through compacted clay soil.
And what you've done is you've punched through that transition zone that a lot of times in the soil prevents that water going through it. So it's almost like you're punching holes in this blanket, so to speak. You're giving them through natural gravity a place for that water to percolate on down deeper into the soil. And of course, you're doing quite a few of these, maybe putting these every 3, 4, 5 feet into the garden.
Raised beds are a wonderful alternative to in-ground gardening and might be an easier solution to a pesky drainage problem. Find more tips for improving garden drainage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you know your true cost of production? The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
2018 is shaping up to be another year for farmers to be ultra-conscious of financials. Chip Nellinger of Blue Reef Marketing in Morton, Illinois, says there's still a lot of confusion out there about what constitutes cost of production on the farm.
What we consider your true costs and what farmers generally think about costs are two entirely different things. So first and foremost, costs are seed, fertilizer, nitrogen, chemicals. Those are the most obvious ones, but we're talking about total costs. So everything from equipment depreciation to labor, family living, all the way down to trash pickup, if that's one of the costs on your farm. That's really important to know because that will be the baseline and the foundation for knowing, all right, what do I need out of the crop?
Nellinger says once you know your true costs, you can more accurately determine a plan for how best to protect your margins. Learn more at BlueReefInc.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmers for Free Trade have released another television ad as part of the effort to highlight the damaging impact retaliation from a series of new tariffs will have on critical ag exports. The new spot features Indiana corn and soybean grower Brett Bible, whose soybean operation relies on exports to China, as do many more across the country. He said in the spot he's supportive of the Trump administration, but he has concerns about current actions that have been taken on trade and tariffs. And the fact that China is our number one soybean customer makes us very vulnerable, he says. Our farm, and like many others like ours, will be the first casualties in a trade war, Bible says. Well, the spot will run the next 2 weeks on cable news like CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. China has already announced $3 billion in retaliatory action, much of which was aimed at American ag exports, including fruit and wine. Farmers for Free Trade co-chair Max Baucus says China is looking to hit where it hurts. That's why they're going after American ag exports. Well, drought begins to tighten its grip on a large area now of southwestern U.S. Farmers, ranchers, and water managers are getting ready for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. Federal drought map shows conditions worsening over portions of New Mexico and Arizona now. All of Nevada and Utah are affected by some level of drought as well. The drought map shows Oklahoma setting up for what looks to be the worst drought conditions in the U.S. The panhandle is an area dominated by agriculture. The amount of land that's under exceptional drought has more than doubled in size. Cole Perriman, the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, said they're in irrigation period, but it would be really fantastic to get some precipitation out of the area. Crop conditions in the drought area have declined as extreme drought spans from Kansas to Oklahoma all the way to California. Three quarters of the winter wheat crop in New Mexico poor to very poor. We know those numbers as well in Kansas. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
On road, off road, no road. Make your own road with the all-new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport and go farther than you ever thought possible. Lease yours today during the Start Something New event at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice. Right now, pages $284 a month for 36 months with $2,499 due at signing. MSRP $3,390, 12,000 miles per year. Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Tax, title, and licensing extra. See dealer for details. The Start Something New event going on now at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice or online at twinriv.com.
KNDY.
Information, Mid-America Ag Network. Kansas City wheat remains on quite a rally. May KC wheat is up 22 at 489 and a quarter. July KC wheat is up 21 at 507 and three quarters. really poor crop condition is resulting in some bigger prices for all three wheat markets. May corn is up 1.25 at 388.5. July corn is up 1.5 at 397.25. Soybeans are on quite a bit of a rally too. May beans up 8, 1043.5. July beans up 8, 1054.25. May bean meal is up 450 at 381.80. July bean meal is up 480 at 385.20. May bean oil is 28 points higher at 32.32. July's up 30 points at 32.60. So things look good all through the soy complex, and Kansas City wheat really continues with quite a rally. Livestock numbers have bounced back and forth. Both sides have unchanged. The cattle have. The hogs have remained down and continue to stretch out those losses. But cattle have really bounced around a lot again today. Currently, April live cattle back down 7 at 112.32. June down 92 at $100.02. All the later months are down by more than 50 cents. April feeders down 92 at 130.95. May down 95 at 131.42. All the later months are down by more than a dollar. April hogs down 220 at 52.07. May down 162 at 63.20. So a tough go right now in the livestock complex. Cotton, on the other hand, is on a rally. May cotton is up 121 at 82.18. July cotton is up 91 at 82.18. So things are looking much better for cotton. Gold is on the downside, though. April gold is down $8.60 currently at $1,333.50. June is down $8.50 at $1,338.40. Mixed numbers in the metals markets. Silver is lower, but copper is higher. Mixed numbers through our futures markets here on Tuesday. Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th annual Riley Charlet and Red Angus production sale, Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas. Selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit RileyBeef.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, bringing you up to date on the grinding along of the NAFTA discussions after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
It has not been a speedy track, but it has been a bit fascinating to watch, because as they continue to hammer out details on rewriting NAFTA, Canada, Mexico, and the United States come away after every meeting, and I think they've had 8 of them now, with one of the countries saying, I think we're making progress. The other two not saying anything. And then the next time, it's another of the three countries saying, I think we're making progress. So are we making progress? Well, now that we're into April, there is another meeting scheduled, the 8th round of talks, and it will probably take place in Washington, D.C. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer last week expressed optimism that talks to modify NAFTA could be wrapped up quickly. But then a top Canadian official was more downbeat, saying much work remained. And the U.S. is trying to speed up the slow pace of negotiations on the $1.2 trillion North American Free Trade Agreement, citing a need to wrap up before a July 1st presidential election in Mexico. Quoting the trade representative, I'd say I'm hopeful. I think we are making progress. I think that all three parties want to move forward. We have a short window because of the elections and other things beyond our control. Officials from the three countries, as I said, will be meeting sometime this month, and only six of the roughly 30 chapters have been closed, and wide differences remain on sensitive topics, such as dispute resolution and how much North American content should be contained in autos produced in the three NAFTA stations. Chief Canadian negotiator Steve Verhuell asked if a deal was close, said, no, we've got quite a bit of work to do yet. Back with a final word after this message.
As a livestock producer, it's challenging to raise your animals and even more challenging to be profitable. Farmers Cooperative and Purina Animal Nutrition are here to help with our spring feed and mineral booking program. Order now through May 30th and save on Purina tubs, bag mineral, and fly control products, as well as creep feeds. Contact your Farmers Cooperative feed expert today for complete offer details.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Prime Minister Trudeau said he wants a quick solution to the NAFTA that will be beneficial to all three countries involved. Don't we all? That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has over 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling to two-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Humane treatment of animals is important from farm to fork. Auditing companies come to the farm to verify that high standards are being met on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Livestock producers who sell their products to meatpacking companies have to follow guidelines to be sure the animals are being treated humanely. Assurances that animals are raised within the guidelines are provided through third-party auditing companies rather than legislation. FACTA, which stands for Farm Animal Care Training and Auditing, is an auditing company that works with producers in the swine, poultry, and beef cattle industry. Haley Spangler-Bauer is the director of Animal Welfare Auditing and Training. She says meatpackers request the audits, which must be completed by producers in order to sell their products.
Every audit tool we have is standards based on your records, your standard operating procedures, and then how your animals are performing on site. So we go through all of those different sections of the audit tool and complete an assessment that you can give your packer and in turn to sell your product.
If any red flags are found, Spangler-Bauer says corrective actions must be made within 30 days of the audit. But they also help producers find areas for improvement by providing training and education to all farm employees.
Part of our auditing program requires our auditors to look at the audit tool and stick to those standards, but then also survey the farm and help producers identify areas where there could be potential risks and go through the facilities and make sure that those producers are being as proactive as they can when it comes to animal welfare.
The takeaway from this service is a wealth of information available to management, animal caretakers, and consumers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about animal welfare auditing programs at agriculture.com.
As we know, it only takes one hailstorm to destroy an entire season of hard work and investments. Don't gamble with your securities and futures when hail threatens the foundation of your income. Call Linda Schmitz, owner agent for Linda's Insurance Agency, about a crop hail policy through RCIS and inquire about the two-hour binding time. Linda's Insurance Agency is now at 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as part of its retaliation against the United States tariffs, China has levied a 25% duty on U.S. pork imports. And that's not good news for an industry that relies heavily on exports to make ends meet. Lee Schultz is assistant professor in the Iowa State University Economics Department, says even more uncertainty has been dumped now into the American pork industry.
I think we're still, you know, trying to figure out what the impact will be, you know, what the duration will be. So there is a bit of uncertainty about this, as this is kind of a evolving situation, definitely. And realizing exports are critical to the U.S. hog industry because of the demand for our U.S. pork. You know, when we look at exports, that's a critical portion of demand. When you look at pork exports, the U.S. exports 27% of our production, and that includes muscle meats as well as variety meats or pork offal, so the products that aren't consumed here but are consumed in other countries and have higher value in other countries.
American pork just got more expensive in the Chinese market, which makes it much less competitive than other countries that also export pork into China. It'll be important for the U.S. pork industry to find more demand for its product in other countries.
Adding the tariffs on top of that impacts our competitiveness, you know, in China for U.S. pork. We look at U.S. pork exports. The industry has invested considerable effort into growing the portfolio of our export. While, you know, China represents 7% of that, you have a lot of other countries that make up that portfolio.
Exports to China were already predicted to drop in 2018 as the Chinese pork industry becomes more sustainable. However, the tariff on U.S. pork will only make what was going to be a tough situation that much more challenging. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
KNDY.